I tell you something, he's excited about it. Peter Tighe, one of the fortunate owners of the champion mare, Winx. Peter, good morning to you and congratulations on last night being the horse of the year again.
Good morning, Andrew, and thanks very much. It certainly was a great night.
It was. Plenty of good speeches, plenty of good emotion from everybody.
Yeah, it was, mate. I mean, it's just a privilege to be part of this, the team and the journey, mate. We're just the lucky ones that are, I suppose, fronting it, but it's such a big effort now by everybody, Team Waller and all of the behind-the-scenes people. It's just an absolute privilege to be there, mate.
Chris, yesterday morning, Chris Waller had the media call out there at Rose Hill, and one of his key quotes for me, I mean, he spoke about the horse and how she's come up and all that sort of thing, but one of the key grabs was, you never take anything for granted when you walk onto a race course. You never know what's going to unfold, but we've done our job. She's there, ready to go. But the key words for me were, you can never take anything for granted.
No, that's exactly right. It's a sporting event, we've got some, you know, we've got opposition to beat, and they're certainly not going to go out there and just give it up just because Winx is racing. Every horse in that race will be doing their darndest, and the jockeys will be riding to the best of their ability to try and beat her, and that's what racing's all about. So we don't sort of take it as a gimme. We hope everything goes to plan, but you know, like you said, there is no certainties when you walk on a race course.
And it was interesting. I was talking to Ron Duffacy here in the office yesterday, late yesterday. He was in here to do form light. Just the barrier draw and things like that, that Hugh needs to be on the job. Nothing, as again, takes for granted. He needs to position her where he wants to go.
Yeah, exactly. She's she's had a little trait of being a bit, you know, fractious in the barriers early in her preparation. And, you know, Huey stated that himself. He said she's keen to get on with the job, but sometimes it's to a detriment where she comes out a little bit slow. So
yeah,
he'll need to be on his, you know, and as Huey is, he's always on top of what he does, and he's well aware. But he'll be paying very close attention to getting her out of the barrier and getting into the position he wants her to be in.
Made a bit of a story after that first trial where she wanted to get up in the stalls there, didn't she? Made Huey a bit nervous, so we're hoping for none of that tomorrow.
Exactly. I mean, that's why, you know, Chris, last Saturday, he took her to the races and he gave her the hit out on Thursday just to keep her ticking over and just take the real edge off her so she's not super fresh when she gets there, when she gets there on Saturday. So hopefully that's all going to work to plan for us, and she'll just be on her best behaviour.
Peter, as one of the owners of her, what's your day bring tomorrow? We're excited about being broadcasting from there at 6:30 and getting the feel of everything. What's your day evolve about Winx at 3 p.m?
Oh, mate, just try to keep busy, you know, running into the day. We've got a few media commitments and interviews and radio and things like that, but trying not to read into it too much and just let the day unfold. That's exactly what we want to do. And, you know, all the hard work and everything's been done and prepared. So it's just letting the day take its course and getting to 3 o'clock. There'll be nerves by all of us as owners and the trainer and everyone that we're going to be with, you know. So, we're looking forward to it, but we're just not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
That's a question. I'm going to ask a question, if I can, for you to go and look forward. In a perfect world, I look, as I say, anything can happen. But Chris spoke about it yesterday that maybe you'd look at overseas in the next 6 to 12 months if everything, touch wood, continues to go well. Is that something the owners have spoken about at this stage, overseas?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's in a raft of plans that he's got. I mean, we can have 6 or 7 different plans. I mean, you can go left field and say, well, let's come back. If she's lucky enough to win the Cox Plate, we'll bring her back for a fourth. I mean, you can dream all of those sort of dreams, Andrew, but it's really going to be up to her that she gets through all of these races and she's still in good physical condition and she wants to race. That's the main thing. You know, we don't want to be sending her around if she goes a little bit sour and doesn't want to race. But absolutely, definitely spoken about going overseas and if we can get through this preparation, I think we'll sit down and have a serious talk then with Chris and the other owners and just map out where we want to be for next year.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, it's an exciting time. We wish you the very best. You've got other runners tomorrow?
No, I haven't had a lot of time to look, but I don't think. I think she's the only runner we've got everywhere tomorrow, so it's worked out pretty well for us. You don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, you can focus on 3 p.m. It's a tremendous day to see her back and see the spring start again. It brings so many people, and the Australian Turf Club, Pete, I'm not too sure whether you've caught up with it, but they've limited. They haven't jumped prices through the gate. They've limited, you know, the cost of things. They've done a big job. Let's hope we can get the extra people out early this spring and get them to see her tomorrow.
Andrew, they've done a fantastic job as far as, you know, sporting organisation goes to encompass Winks, you know, by the public, but also to encourage people to come out. And I can only back them in saying that, you know, we encourage anybody that, not people that go to the race, people that, you know, may not go, come on out and see a true champion go around and enjoy the day, because it's going to be a cracking Sydney day. There'll be plenty of things happening on the course. And like I said, I can only tell everyone, get out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Pete. We wish you the very best as owners, and we appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Pete. Peter Tighe, one of the lucky owners of Winks, going towards the return tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes.